This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll hear an update about what's happening for agriculture at our nation's capital. Today, Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Giebert will testify before the U.S. House of Representatives Agriculture Subcommittee on Biotechnology, Horticulture, and Research. GrowMark's Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations, Chuck Spencer, says the hearing serves as a great opportunity to share agriculture's story.
The House Agriculture Committee has scheduled a number of hearings in their subcommittee process. It's going to focus on the farm economy. And particularly, Congressman Rodney Davis is the chairperson of the Subcommittee on Biotechnology, Horticulture, and Research. And they're going to have a public hearing, as you pointed out. It's going to focus on the farm economy and factors impacting the cost of production. Boy, that's a topic in which all of us are very focused on right now, going into planting season, very optimistic, and then looking at the Board of Trade and some of the prices that are being offered for the harvest this fall. And so what we want to make sure is that from our sector, and particularly the cooperatives, is making sure that we focus on the process that we watch the United States Environmental Protection Agency and the signals they're sending. They're trying to change the way they review our crop protected products. So, you know, we have to control weeds. We need to be able to control insects at times. We have to go out and scout our fields very purposely, take records of when it crosses an economic threshold of damage, and then we can apply a product that would control those pests. And, you know, to move a product from research stage to where it's available commercially is around $600 to $800 million. And it goes through a very rigorous process, as we always should, looking at safety for the environment, its impact on wildlife, and, of course, human impact as well. After you go through all those process and the number of years in taking that forward, we're noticing that in our interactions and our association's interactions with the US EPA, that some of the test data and how they choose to review that is changing. And we are very concerned about that. I think you'll hear some comment about that tomorrow in this subcommittee. You're also going to hear people talk very clearly about what's going to be important as regulations continue to come our way. We're making a tremendous amount of comments and interactions with a variety of agencies on regulations, whether it's Waters of the United States, OSHA's Process Safety Management System, how we're regulating our crop protectant products, and we can go on down that list. And this will be certainly an opportunity for citizens as well as the associations that are being represented, and as you pointed out, Rich Giebert from Illinois Farm Bureau, to certainly bring to the attention of lawmakers what we're facing out here in the ag community.
Next on the national agenda, the Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA, will be reviewed this week Thursday at a meeting with the U.S. Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. According to Chuck, navigation and shipment of commodities will be a key consideration.
As you pointed out, the Water Resources Development Act will be heard Thursday in the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. And, of course, this is important because this sets forward the premise for where they're going to be spending any dollars that are appropriated by other appropriations committees. But what we did see is a movement toward very constructive language on dealing with a navigation ecosystem sustainability project. Now, it sounds like that may not have to do with locks, but that's actually where new 1,200-foot lock design and engineering takes place along with the ecosystem sustainability part. And there's always been a number of interests in the waterways. One is the wildlife habitat and recreation that our waterways provide us. But obviously there's a large commercial component on navigation and shipment of commodities, both the grains in which we produce and the inputs in which we utilize to grow our crops. And so making progress on that front is going to be very important. along with a number of other things that we have in the capital development plan, and trying to make those steps toward getting a new 1,200-foot lock constructed where there's only 600-foot locks in existence.
Chuck went on to explain that during the meeting, the subcommittee will be creating a project list and determining how the Army Corps of Engineers would approach their project priorities for the Act.
The Environment and Public Works Committee will be setting up the actual details of how the Corps of Engineers would approach their project priorities. And then you have appropriations committees that would then take the funding levels and assign them to the project list that the Environmental Public Works Committee comes up with. And I think what's important is that they work in somewhat of a synchronization with each other. And what we're seeing is that the Senate Appropriations Committee did provide a very strong appropriations for our navigation projects. And I think that what we want to see is a continuation of that. In fact, as much as $468 million of an increase over what the administration had requested. And we experienced that last year. Looks like a strong recognition that our riverway system is operating on 600-foot locks that were built in the 30s and 40s. We, of course, made an investment with accepting an increased diesel fuel tax a couple years back. And now what we're seeing is Congress recognizing our commitment, both as shippers, but then as the people who utilize the riverways for export and imports of products. And the House is also recognizing it, because the House had given very strong appropriations, and it's up to $452 million above the president's request. And so the budgeting process is very important. It has its own appropriations committee process with a track. And then you have the people who authorize the projects that the Corps of Engineers would actually implement. And when both of them are moving forward, or you have an increased activity level in proposed projects and an increased funding stream in support of those projects, we're continuing to be hopeful that we'll see some type of movement at minimum on operations and maintenance improvements. And then we want to see the actual construction for the future begin.
There are currently 12 appropriations bills, and Chuck said that it will be difficult during the election year for them all to move forward, but the meeting this Thursday is a step in the right direction for the Water Resources Development Act.
Here's what we know that is being talked about in a presidential election year. There are 12 appropriations bills, and each one of these are important, and they're beginning to move their way through the process of Congress. We know that it will be a challenge to get all 12 completed. We could see a couple of them completed, which would be wonderful. And what you may have heard in past years is a process called continuing resolution, where what they say is we're going to fund the government on a continuing basis as we have been to this point, and we'll move that forward and hopefully pass the appropriations bill. So it's always the goal and objective. What we know is that it's critical to get your language in the appropriations bills, because when the members of the House and Senate get together in their room to discuss how they're going to put together a continuing resolution, they will take parts at times. They will take parts of the language and the project list as well as the appropriations list and put them in the continuing resolution. That's going to be important for all of us if that's the case. So not only do you have a positive step forward with supporting the projects that they want to have completed, you see some positive movement on the funding of infrastructure projects on the waterways, then that could lead itself and bring momentum if they're actually going to see this pass, whether it's by an individual appropriation by September or a continuing resolution. And while we don't know what the future predicts overall, we do know the fiscal year ends at the end of September. So October 1, and somewhere in those 3 weeks of September when Congress is in session, they'll be making the decision. We either pass the appropriations bill or we ready a continuing resolution for a given amount of time, and we'll operate as we have been trying to get this completed.
Chuck Spencer, Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.